Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
The scripture we're going to look at in a minute is be being filled. Everyone say, be being filled. And here comes a picture for you. We're going to rekindle the fire. Amen. How many of you want? Listen, some people say, I retire. I say, don't retire, refire. Amen. Come on. You get to an age when you've got so much wisdom and you sit down. That doesn't make sense. If you've got all this knowledge and all this wisdom and you've seen it, you've been through it, you've been there, you know all about Catherine Kuhlman and John G. Lake and all these wonderful men and women of God, you know, and you now retire and you don't do anything with all that knowledge you got. No. You're not supposed to retire. It's like the Pope. They're not supposed to retire. No, they don't. One did just recently. But they normally go on as that Pope until they die. Isn't that true? We're not. Do you stop talking about Jesus? Because you're 90 now. Oh, well, you can die. I'm not interested. I'm retired. No. I've got all this knowledge, all this wisdom, and I'm packed with the Holy Spirit. I am going to release the rivers of living water. The fruits of a righteous man is a tree of life. Right? He said the fruits of a righteous man is a tree of life. So I've got life-giving ability to people out in the world. I don't give them life. The Holy Spirit does. But I am used and activated and a conduit for the Holy Spirit. And so, my picture's there. Luke 11:13, listen to this out of the Passion. If imperfect parents know how to lovingly take care of their children and give them what they need, how much more will the perfect Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit's fullness when His children ask Him? Amen. Ask Him. You have not for you? Ask not. And when you do ask, you ask misled, etc. But you've got to ask the Holy Spirit to come in. You ask the Father to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is a gift. He's given to us as a gift. And you can see that in Acts 2:38. And you cannot be good enough to earn or buy the Holy Spirit. He is a gift. And He comes to those that want Him to come. Amen. Amen. Now, at salvation, the Holy Spirit comes. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes and resides in us. How many of you know that's true? Amen. But He resides in us. And He never leaves us, the Bible says. He never leaves us in John 14:16. Now watch here, Ephesians 5:17. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Stop getting drunk with wine, which leads to wild living, but keep on being filled with the Spirit. The actual translation is be being filled. It's an ongoing, continuous thing. Being filled with the Holy Spirit. It's not a one-off time that you get the Holy Spirit and that's it. We can get refilled. In actual fact, in the book of Acts, you saw Paul, the Apostle Paul, where he got saved. He saw Jesus. Who are you, Lord? He said, I'm Christ, the one you're crucified, the one you're persecuting. You can't stand against me. He saw the Lord. He was blinded for 3 days because he saw him. Now he knew Jesus. He became born again right at that instance. But do you recall, Ananias went to him 3 days later and he laid his hands on him and said, Saul, be filled with the Holy Spirit and receive your sight. So he got saved. And then he got filled. Do you know that Paul was filled more than once in the book of Acts? You can see where Paul got filled over and over again. And then he said, listen, one, and I'm going to just clarify this now. One of the evidences of being filled with the Spirit of God, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it's an evidence. It's not the only one. And even if you don't have that, you don't. It doesn't mean you don't. You're not filled. But it's the evidence of praying in other tongues. And Jesus did say, believers in my name, they will cast out devils and they'll pray in other tongues. Did he not? And so it all started in the book of Pentecost at Acts 2:4. I just want to touch some things and we're going to get into a movement of the Holy Spirit. And then we're going to just look and God's going to show us who's going to be touched. How many of you want to be touched tonight? Okay, I didn't come out for nothing. I didn't come out for nothing. God will reward those that are hungry. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. And those that come to him, we've come here tonight to seek him. Those that come to him must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. I came seeking God. I am here seeking God tonight and he will reward that. And I mean, we're a Word of Faith church. We believe in the finished work of the cross. We believe in the Word of God. If God said it, that's it. We're not going to debate. There's no debate. If God said it, that settles it. Now, if anybody in this place gets a word from God tonight, a prophetic declaration, they have a testimony that's going to just brag on the Holy Spirit and God, please just go to my wife and tell her or one of the leaders and tell them, and we will have you come up and give that out because we like to brag on God. Amen. And so, watch, he says, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance. They started praying in other tongues. Acts 2:38, Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Say the gift of the Holy Spirit. Put your hand on your heart. If you're born again, say, I have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. He resides within me and he will never leave or forsake me. What happens when you sin? Does he leave? That's when you need him more. Is that correct? And so he's the gift that's been given to us. Do you know Stephen, the first martyr? The first martyr, he was filled with the Spirit before he was stoned. The Bible says in Acts 7:55, that as they were about to stone him, he saw into the spirit realm and he saw Christ at the seat of God. He was filled with the Spirit. Again, not a first time, he was filled with the Spirit. The believers of Samaria in Acts 8:14, when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for he had not fallen upon any of them. Listen, they had received the word of God. They had believed, they had received Jesus. And then Simon the sorcerer saw the Holy Spirit was given to them. How did he see the Holy Spirit given to them? They began to pray in other tongues. They began to worship and honor God. And he wanted to pay them money to give them that power. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Acts 10:45, watch out. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. So the Holy Spirit comes, He infills. You get saved, and then He comes, and He also fills you with His power. And you need to be refilled again and again and again. Because do you know that we tend to leak? We do. And when you're in a fivefold ministry position, or you're just out there praying and believing for God's people to be healed or just get people saved, you're giving of yourself, and sometimes you feel a little bit depleted. Remember Elijah? He just killed 380 prophets of Baal. And then he wanted to commit suicide. Isn't that true? He sat under the tree by the brook. And that's where McDonald's was born. And the ravens brought him bread and meat. First hamburger in town. And so in the meantime, he just killed 380 prophets of Baal. He called fire down from heaven. That was the Holy Spirit on him doing those things, those deeds. You can't kill 380 people or 350. You can't do it. With a sword? You get to 10, you'll be someone else. No. The Holy Spirit came on him like the Holy Spirit came on Samson. Like the Holy Spirit came on David. Like the Holy Spirit came on these people. But He didn't abide on these people in the old covenant. He only lives and abides in us now because of Jesus Christ, making us temples fit for the Holy Spirit, fit for God. Amen. And so the whole point is that these people were praying with tongues and magnifying God, and Simon the sorcerer saw it. And the people saw these guys getting saved and then starting to get full of the Holy Spirit and starting to pray in other tongues and starting to lay hands and just what the Holy Spirit does. And we're supposed to be doing what the Holy Spirit does. Are we not ambassadors for God? Well, what does an ambassador do? An ambassador represents a country that sent him. And so if the country lives this way, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here, where I'm an ambassador, as it is there where I come from, on earth as it is in heaven. I'm an ambassador. So over there, there's no sickness. Over here, you don't need to be sick. Over there, there's no poverty. You don't need to be broke. Over there, there's no fear. You don't need to be in fear. Over there, there's no stress and strife. They're not being laid off. The angels are not hocking the pearly gates. Nothing's going on. And so we represent that kingdom in this realm. And if you don't do it, then who's going to do it? And if we don't do it now, what are we waiting for? Donald Trump to come back? Paul and Barnabas were filled with the Spirit a number of times. Acts 19, I want to read this, a little bit of this quickly to you. Acts 19, verse 1. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? What happened when you believed? If I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, I shall be saved, right? So when I believed, I got saved. All right? So he said to these guys, now you're saved. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you got saved? And they looked at him and said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. Amen. And he said to them, into what then were you baptized? So they said, into John's baptism. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them. Now they were born believers. They're born again believers, right? Now he lays hands on them. Watch here. He lays hands on them. The Holy Spirit came upon them and they spoke with tongues and prophesied.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is